Because she's like a game of hide and seek, open a minefield. She's explosive, corrosive, don't care about how you feel. That evil woman, she's got your car. She'll laugh as you drown while you're getting hard. You'll be all bad news, you'll get you singing the blues. If evil was a color, she's all the hues. Stone Cold Shocker, better call your doctor. Better get a big and live faster. Smiling, we're headed for disaster. Stone Shocker, better call your doctor. Show me whatever you may call it. Just hang on to that moment. She's like a tank of gasoline.
Repeated.
So nice, we had to play it twice. 91.5
WMFO in Medford. I'm sitting here with Inverter. That's off their new album, Sonic Vandalism. And it's the first title, Stone Cold Shocker.
On Salt of the Earth Records.
Right. This album is actually on a label this time.
I know.
I just want to see what my music bed does now. I have it in a screwy. Yeah, I went to two.
Yeah, speaking of Scissor Fight, they're on the label too. Salt of the Earth.
That's cool.
If you can hear me, I'm like,
yeah, Deep, like you were a DJ. You're not even
talking
to the mic.
Hello.
Relaxing over. Yeah, Scissor Fight's on Salt of the Earth Records as well. Stompbox put out a rare release through them too. If you remember Stompbox from Boston.
I know the name. Yeah,
yeah, they were. Awesome band. They toured with Biohazard on the Urban Discipline Tour way back in the day.
Right.
Big Boston area band who put out one major label release that was incredible and kind of just vanished.
Mm-hmm.
But they just put out an album of rarities recently.
Right on.
But more importantly, Sonic Vandalism's out now.
Let's talk about everyone else's album.
Yeah.
I want to know how much you guys like to convert DC power into AC.
Yeah.
You're actually the first person that's asked
that.
In.
Yeah. Although someone mentioned, like, are you guys really into, like, solar energy or something? You know, like power inverters? Yeah. I'm like, no, it's just, you know.
I think you're just big AC/DC fans.
Yeah, or that. Yeah, we are. But no, it was one of those names. You know, any band goes through a name, and we had to hash
out. We had a list. Remember
like a
that?
1,000 of them. Yeah. I can't even remember what they were, but. The inverter just had a little bit of a technical, industrial, like, ring to it.
Yeah.
You know, that the harsh consonants. I don't know, something like that.
That's the only one we could agree on.
Yeah, every other name we hated.
Who produced this album?
Jamie Locke. I mean, we produce ourselves, but Jamie did all the engineering and recording, and he's done all our albums except the first.
Yeah, he did. Work. He's done work for a lot of big bands too, like
Obituary,
Madball, Prong, yeah. Obituary, VOD,
New Kids on the Block.
New Kids on the Block.
He did all those albums. He did some Aerosmith stuff.
All the screaming lyrics you're hearing from me, you know, vocal stuff. I literally was in a like a sound booth or vocal booth next to a bunch of New Kids on the Block, like multi-platinum plaques records, framed, yeah. Which was like such like an oxymoronic setting. It was kind of comical.
If I was him, I'd bury that.
Man, the stories he has about that.
It must
those
have been a
recordings.
Payday for him, though. You know?
Yeah, of course, but. Yeah.
So yeah, Jamie's good. He's crazy. If you're listening, Jamie, you're nuts. But
hi, Jamie.
We love you. You're great. You always give us a good product in the end.
Yeah. I think even there we credit him as Jamie Madman Locke.
Yeah.
He's like a mad scientist.
It's appropriate.
Yeah.
So you guys just playing locally, or have you done any tours?
We did a jaunt in L.A. We did a Vegas show once, West Coast stuff. We'll probably do that again. I mean, New England. We've done a lot of New England. We were just in Portland, Burlington.
Brooklyn.
We've done Brooklyn.
Guam.
Yeah. Guam.
Guam-wide tour. We just keep playing in circles, like in a 10-mile radius. Bill and his acoustic guitar, me and a bucket drum, and... Cafe with his kazoo.
Well, let's hear another. What track do you want to hear?
Why don't you play the one that Corey Glover is guest vocal on?
Corey Glover.
Shout out to Corey Glover.
Living Color.
Yeah. The two Grammys. The dude just won. They've sold millions of albums.
He's got a great voice. Is he singing on this?
Yeah.
Yeah, he came into the studio like it wasn't done from afar. He came and we met in Connecticut at a studio. We booked time. And he came and hung out with us. And I kind of coached him on some of the rhythms and stuff and all that and gave him the lyrics because I had written them.
So you guys were sharing some space and you just ended up hanging out with him? And
no, we had a mutual friend who had done some booking for his new band, the Disciples of Verity, who are very good. It's one of those tough to remember names, though. It's like too long. Awesome band with the drummer from God Forbid. So I reached out. We were looking for a guest vocalist because the last album before this had Tommy Victor from Prong.
Oh, okay.
So I said to my buddy, Ted Kistner is his name. He's an awesome guy. I said, hey, can you reach out and see if Corey might be? He doesn't know us, but can we send a track his way, see if he approves or would be even interested in doing this? And he was the middleman, sent the track. We got the thumbs up of approval. Then he gave me his direct info and cell phone number, and we started talking.
Sounds like a nice guy.
Oh, very great guy. Cool dude. Yeah. I mean, talented dude. And like I said, we played with them in Vermont, and coming up, we're playing with them again.
Yeah, so did you meet them all? Like, what's the guitarist's name there?
Vernon.
No, yeah.
Vernon Reed.
Yeah.
Well, when we played with them...
In Vermont,
I got to say what's up to Vernon a little bit, and their dressing room was
Will
across
Calhoun,
the hall from us.
Now, Bill, you're like one of the best guitar players I've ever seen play.
You haven't seen Jimi Hendrix or Eddie Van Halen?
Thank you. Live in person.
Thank you.
Are you impressed by Vernon Reed?
Be nice. No.
He's not listening. Don't worry, though.
Vernon's a great player. I don't like his...
style.
Yeah, I like their songs. Even when we were playing with them this last time, I was watching them, and I'm just like...
That's okay.
He just gets into this whole,
I don't like Jeff Beck style.
He gets into this whole noisy thing, like, just spews out a garbage bunch of notes, and I don't know. Not that it's garbage, but... yeah, he's just different. I don't like it.
He's rated up there. That's why I was...
Oh, that's funny. What, by Rolling Stone?
Probably. Mysteriously, yeah, Inverter was booted off the Living Color show.
All right, F Rolling Stone, obviously.
That's based on a lot of other stuff, too. His influence over the past 30 years and everything like that.
Right.
Even his style, but Living Color.
Yeah.
But yeah, they got great songs. But yeah.
The biggest array of gear. I'm not a guitarist, but we were watching from a balcony. I've never seen so many guitar pedals and effects.
Yeah.
It's like the Phantom of the Opera organ in the movies, but like for his feet. It's pretty crazy. That alone is pretty interesting to watch. So, but Bill's a great guitarist. I mean, it goes, the dude from Stock, then the guy from Green Jelly, then Bill. I'm my list.
It all goes back to Stockland.
You know what you got to check out at home? Go on. I love on.
It's just a random drop.
Are those on YouTube that you name that tune?
Oh, yeah. I'll pull out a solo from somebody and see if people can guess it.
I wish Bill brought a guitar today, but
I know.
I love it. He does taste and up. Confused and
he's
it's like
troubles with one.
Yeah.
Today,
so. Yep.
You just do it exactly the way it sounds on the.
Well, thank you. That's one of my favorites.
You should hear him play Woolly Bully.
Woo! It's a tough one.
I always mess with him every time he's playing something intricate. I'm like, dude, that's awesome. I love Louie Louie. Just to insult him.
This is a funny story. So the first album when we were in the studio, Deke was like, I don't know, he was out in the hall or something, and I was laying down a solo on Back in the Dirt near the end, And he didn't know what I was going to be doing there. And he comes back in, and the engineer and I are like, yeah, that's awesome. And he's like, no, no, I wasn't thinking a solo there. I'm like, it's staying, dude.
there's a lot of improvised stuff and things that happen in the studio that are last minute, even vocal stuff.
But, absolutely.
You know, yeah.
It
could be a story. Right. Two days of Jeff,
that kick drum idea on Stone Cold. Tell him about that. That was cool.
No. Well, we started writing Stone Cold, the song that we just played, and I had played the pattern, and Deke said something like, oh, well, just change it up a little bit. It's great having another drummer in the band, too, who, you know, can hear things that maybe I should try out. And
two heads are better than one.
Throw it against the wall, see what happens. So the pattern was just a simple double bass pattern, and came out awesome. I mean,
It really added.
The recording definitely came out great.
Is that on this album?
Yeah, it's the first tune we played. Yeah.
Oh, the Shocker one.
Yeah.
The okay. Shocker.
Which,
so play
that's
Corey's
my,
track.
That's my nickname for it.
Yeah, I know.
400 BPM.
Oh, okay.
Featuring Corey Glover.
Do you know what number that is?
I think it's number six.
Yeah.
Okay. Six.
This album's coming out on vinyl, too, so that'll be the beginning of side two.
Yes. The
vinyl edition will actually have an extra track as well.
Oh, that's right. Bonus hidden track. It's dog noises.
Jimmy singing Italian crooner classics.
That's right.
Okay, are we ready?
Yes.
Go. 400 BPM, kid.
On what station, Jimmy?
WMFO.
It's brand.
MFO.
Brand spanking new inverter on MFO.
Oh.
Resignation out to destroy your half-assed plan.
400 BPM.
Then you get up and you do it again. You do it again. It never ends.
400 BPM. You get up and you do it again. You always do it again.
Please spare us.
You ain't got no groove like Lush Move. You ain't got nothing to prove.
You're floating all high on carousel, high and mighty, hovering where you're heading, I can't tell.
I hold the light, good child, is I who cast the first stone. Someone take it to a galaxy that's so far away.
Will you do this system back at home?
400 BPM.
Then you get up and you do it again. You do it again. It never ends. Please spare us.
You get up and you do it again.
Don't stop.
I didn't realize that was happening. I didn't have my headphones on.
Dancing around the studio here like a couple maniacs.
Like Buffalo Bill.
IDFB.
Hold on. CD players are a little screwy today.
You got that one, huh?
Yeah. We should play that song.
It's like old school radio. Back in the day, man.
It's like someone revving up a Pinto.
This is no podcast.
Bill's mom must be outside.
This is no podcast.
Hey, man, that's my music video.
I'm kidding.
Hey, that's Brian's Pinto. Stop it.
I actually had a nice Challenger for 8 years.
Nice.
Last spring, I hit a pole.
Oh, that sucks.
Yeah.
Well, you're still here. That's good.
I drove it for 8 years. They gave me $8,000. I'm okay. I'm all right.
That's good.
I got my use out of it.
Excellent.
So we're 91.5 WMFO in Medford. This is Inverter.
Yeah. What's
up? You know.
Want to plug those shows again?
Thursday night.
Yeah.
At the Vault in New Bedford, Taproot.
Saturday night. Where are you?
Oh, okay, yeah.
The Nook.
That's
where
right.
Is that Westfield?
So Westfield, Mass. This place called the Nook at Hutgies or some weird. Yeah,
I've
I don't
heard
know.
Of the Nook.
That's what the Rage Against the Machine tribute.
We all love the Nook.
No.
So it's Inverter, us with Atomic War Machine. A lot of good friends of ours. The show will be pretty crazy. This band, Hero and the Horror, who are on Salt of the Earth Records as well. Good friends of ours. They're great. It's John, who used to be in Unearth, plays bass for them. They're a great band. And Barbarian Thieves. Mm-hmm. So that's Saturday in Westfield. And a bunch of other stuff coming up. We just announced a show or kind of that's it's in Vermont that we're playing with Tree and Scissor Fight, then playing with Tree again in Rhode Island the beginning of next year. So we have a lot on the chopping block or on the roster.
Sounds great.
Yeah, keeping busy.
Yeah, we put our schedule up on all of our socials.
No, you guys
inverterband.com.
What is it? Go ahead.
Inverterband.com.
All right. I got
TikTok,
it.
TikTok, Instagram, Facebook. Hit up all of our socials.
MySpace.
We put as much stuff on there.
Lycos.
We remind everybody where we're playing.
Yeah.
It's Inverter. They're
we're
everywhere.
On the World Wide Web.
All right. Starting with Bill again. Biggest influence? And musically.
Musically. Not guitar. Just music.
Eddie, yeah. And music.
Yeah, music. A lot of my mom's music. My mom was like into Zeppelin and a lot of the Aerosmith stuff like that. And then I got into my own stuff in the 80s, you know, Van Halen and then 90s stuff, Nirvana, Pearl Jam. Who else was around? I don't know. Lately, I don't even know what I listen to. My son turns me on to cool bands.
You like the Chats?
The who?
The Chats?
I never heard of them.
Oh. I want Smoko!
Yeah, check out the Chats.
All right,
they're
I will.
From Australia.
I like hearing new bands, absolutely.
It's like punk rock three-piece. They're like super young.
There's another one. They're playing November 4th in Boston. This band called Amel and the Sniffers.
Anal Sniffer?
Amel.
Oh,
like amyl nitrate.
Where is this show? And maybe talk a little bit about the state of the local music scene in Boston right now, or the lack of it.
No, I'm not going to say that. I'm going to say there's tons of great bands out there.
No, there's tons of great bands.
There's venues for them to play.
That's what I mean. That's what I'm talking about, the lack of the scene.
Right.
Well, that's why we're going to other cities, you know?
Right.
There's only so much you can play in Boston.
Right.
So we go, there is so many, there
have
are
you
pl- so
have
many.
Have you played Geno's?
Yes.
Yeah, we played there recently.
We did that. That's a cool place.
Played there in August. Played all Portland, six Maine. New England states in August, by the way.
Yeah.
I didn't realize that.
That's Gino, cool. Geno's was like, we went there and was like nothing but bikers. We're like, oh God, if they don't like us, we're going to die. And they ended up buying a ton of merch, so they liked us. It was great.
And then Jimmy joined them.
Yes.
Jimmy.
Gunshots.
Jimmy Bike Gang Inverter.
The trash can.
Jimmy, talk bikers. About your influences aside from Marinara.
Okay, Jimmy.
Basically, like Bill, my greatest influence was my grandfather, who was the manager at the old EU Worlds on Newbury Street, like the only place in town for music before all the guitar centers and everything came around. Just like Bill, and then just 80s, everything influenced from Steely Dan to Van Halen. Locally,
yes.
I loved the guys in Extreme. They were great. Nuno Bettencourt, all these local guys. And then just everything, you know, 90s. We all, you know, grew up at BCN. So BCN was always pumping out. Grew up on BCN, then ended up working there. But you know, now exactly, I'm hungry for new awesome music.
Create it.
So let us know.
It's funny, I worked at BCN. Most of the music I had to play, I hated. It was a job.
In the heyday.
Like, yeah, oh, this is another great song from three, Bush. And I'm like, in my brain, I'm like, I'm dying inside.
Well, you know? That was like, that I was mean, bad, ZLX yeah. made me, like, hate classic rock.
Right.
Yeah, because I had to play them every hour. You know what the name of my first show was here? Journey Free Classic Rock.
I remember that. That's
pretty
right.
funny, yeah. It's not that I hate... Well, you have a point there, because I had to play the stuff so frequently, it made me hate some of the stuff.
Right.
That's more so what it is.
Right.
Because there were some bands I liked. I grew up with a lot of metal, like Exodus, and then, well, Iron Maiden initially. I've played drums forever because of Nico from Iron Maiden. And then a lot of the crossover stuff I really loved growing up, like DRI, then like Biohazard, Downset put out one album that was hugely influential. On some of the early Inverter stuff, you know, Pantera, all those bands that probably everyone loves.
Clutch. Life Down. You were really into Life Down.
Yeah.
So good.
Clutch is one of my favorites. That kind of stuff, too, like the Monster Magnet, Clutch, some of those bands.
Sure. And this is Jerry?
This is Jeff.
Jeff.
Jerry, you can call me
Jerry.
Jerry
Garcia.
Okay. Yeah, I grew up, my brother's 2 years older than me. He's also a drummer. So we listened to music a lot growing up as a kids, and he would listen to more heavy metal stuff, Metallica, Slayer, that type of stuff he was growing up with and being introduced to. I grew up listening to hip-hop, you know, Run DMC and LL Cool J and Beastie Boys.
We'll let you in here today.
But then we both like showed each other different music, you know, and I grew up, you know, playing drums and being influenced by more kind of, you know, groove beats, not so much blast, not so much, you know, let's see how fast I can
What's
play.
What's wrong with the blacks?
Hey, you can do it.
Oh,
more
blast.
Power
blast.
To the blast. But now I listen to, I mean, Deftones, one of my favorite bands, Seven Dust, you know, more like the, you know, straightforward groove stuff. Stuff that you can bounce, dance sure. to, shake your butt to, you know.
That's why we like Jeff, because he is that kind of drummer. All our stuff has a groove or a bounce. I mean, guys will bring their girlfriends to our shows, and the guys are there to see us, and the girls
will leave
up
with them all.
Stud.
And the girls will come up to us and say, I don't even like heavy metal, but I love you guys.
Oh, there you go.
It's funny.
And
track,
that's all because of
you
Jeff.
You gotta throw your hair again, Bill.
Yeah. All right.
The track.
All right. Was
I'll
that
do
easy?
It. I'll start it right now.
Since when did you get Rod
growing,
Stewart?
It grew a millimeter.
No, the track.
I knew Bill when he had hair down
there. Oh, yeah.
Hair.
And Brian still does, by the way.
That track, though, Brian, that you just played is actually
I'll always let my freak frit.
Flag fly.
There you go.
Yes, Jimmy.
That's what I was trying to say.
No, the track you played, though, is about what are you saying? If it doesn't have groove, we kind of aren't into it.
Yeah.
We played with some bands who never trash talked us, but like they do nothing but like blast beats for every song, which is cool, but after a while it's so tiring. Like if those bands are to talk trash, it's like they never take any chances beyond that.
Okay.
Kind of the message.
We're going to play two more off this.
Sure.
And then we'll wrap it up. What song you want to hear?
Monsters, Robots, Graffiti.
Yeah, good one. Monsters, Robots, Graffiti.
America.
So
getting ever nerdier as we go
Deke,
along.
Deke, tell them about this song.
This one was just that we were writing this or coming up with the music, the background music, and it was just an ad-lib kind of thing where I just threw out like a carnival barker, Monsters, Robots, Graffiti, which are things I'm into. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, at my age, I'm still into like childish, I guess some would say, collecting vintage robot toys. Yeah. I do a lot of graffiti art. I'm into monster movies and horror movies.
You're like a comic book guy.
Kind of. Yeah. You know? So that was the idea. It's kind of about like being scolded when I was growing up. You're too old for that stuff. You know, grow up. But I kind of make a living doing it now, so I get the last laugh.
There you go.
You know, it's about kind of just sticking with what you dig.
All right, we're 91.5 WMFO in Medford. This is Inverter, brand new from their Sonic Vandalism album, Monsters, Robots, Graffiti.
you to listen to radio.
Can you hear me now?
I can hear you.
There we go.
Okay. There I am. 91.5 WMFO in Medford. Thank you very much, Inverter, coming in. It's been
an
absolute pleasure.
Thanks for having us.
Let's play one more and we'll take some pictures.
Yeah, sounds good.
All right.
What do you want to hear?
About Azad.
Bow to Zod.
Because it's clean.
Again, the next show this Thursday.
New Bedford with Taproot and Dead by Wednesday, Lydia's Castle, and this band opening Don't Grow Old, I think they're called.
At the Vault in New Bedford.
What song do you want to go out with?
Bow to Zod, which is track 4. For all the Superman 2 nerds out there.
Okay,
Bill's
on,
wearing his Zod
on.
Shirt right now. His Zod jumpsuit.
Number 4?
Track 4.
With his body glove fanny pack.
Stop talking about your dad.
Yeah.
You and your flying machine.
Deke. Hey, this is a special request from Xander Bracken, 91.5 WMFO in Medford.
Smell like butter. put you down. Cause she's an evil chick. Cause she's a witch. Wow! She's got a long black hair, the type of a big black cow. Well, I know what you're thinking now. Well, you won't get far. She's gonna make you itch. Because she's a witch. She's a witch. Wow! Cause she's a witch. Wow, witch. Wow, witch. Wow, witch.
Inverter, Greek guys. That there was the Fuzz Tones with a song a lot of people have done. I was trying to find Jenny D's version. I thought she had it. Or was that the Charms? I don't know. But we played the Fuzz Tones, The Witch. And after Inverter, we had Nirvana. A request by Xander Bracken, Scentless Apprentice, The Evil Streaks with Halloween Night, and yes, the Fuzz Tones. You know the rest. Have a request? We'll save it for the next show because we're closing out here with a late Boston Groupie News report. That's where I go to bostongroupienews.com, tell you what's happening tonight, maybe forward a little, but they have it. They have this list goes all the way into March if you're looking for something to do. Saturday the 28th. The new frustration, State of the Union, the Grommets, Stop Calling Me Frank. That started, or it's starting at 3. I might even stop in there, see my friends on State of the Union. I think I will do that right after this. That's a good idea. Spooky Halloween Spectacular with Guided by Choices. I think that's supposed to be Guided by Voices. The Martinettis, CCR by Perfectly Lethal. Sparks by Travels with Brindle. That's at 8 p.m. All ages at Faces in Malden. Tomorrow, GBH and NIIS are at the Middle East Down. Tuesday, Monsters at the Midway with your friends in hell, Coffin Salesman, Minus World, and Thou Merciless Graves. November 1st, Wednesday, Beans on Toast, C.E. Skidmore. That's 8 p.m. at Faces in Malden. Also going on Wednesday, Handsome Dick Manitoba playing classic punk, including the Dictator's songs. Also on the bill, Muck in the Myers and Stop Calling Me Frank. That's at Sammy's Patio in Revere. Don't miss it. Thursday, J.J. Gonson is having a photo show at the Even Them Studio and Method. There will be photos, merch, tunes, and of course there will be cheese! Maybe even a photo booth. 5 to 8 p.m. Thursday. Also going on Thursday, Key of Caustic, Babes, No Detour, Octavate. That's at the Jungle. And I think I'm hosting that one. I thought he said November 3rd, though, which would be Friday. I think that date might be messed up. That might be Friday. I don't know. Something I have to look into because I'm supposed to work that show. Oh, my God. Well, for all this and more. Oh, yeah. For all this and more, go to bostongroupienews.com. Now let's go see what's going on at the Magic Room, huh? Magic Room in Norwood. Events. October 28th, that's today, isn't it? Raveyard presents Pilgrims. No, Saturday, October 20th. Yeah, that's today. Raveyard presents Pilgrims of Yearning, CMB with Casey Desmond, Avox Blue with DJ Andre Oben at the Magic Room in Norwood. Friday, November 3rd, Night of the Living Fez with the Strange Men Reunion, Two Ton Common, and the Heavyweights, and Smitty, Smitty, and the Fez Tones. Go check it out. For all this and more, go to magicroomnorwood.com. 91.5 WMFO in Medford. Trying to play something from Smitty he sent me, but I guess it's not allowed. Oh well, we'll play something else from him right after Holy Smoke. This is Stephen Colbert for President.
Snacks doing 360s with the car. Gonna buy some abstract art. meatballs, fish toothpaste.
They've been on this voyage for 7 hours,
shopping for a 900 square foot space.
And a cottage IKEA. And a cottage IKEA.
Is a baking pan.
FB Jerpin is a shelf or a wall.
Let your back cake has been recalled.
Pull them all on a cut of IKEA. 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 Indian girls from outer space.
.5 WMFO in Medford. Tell you real quickly what we played in the last bit. I want to thank Invert, our great guest. After the Boston Groupie News Report, we had Stop Calling Me Frank. Beat That Dog. I hope it's a evil dog, because I like dogs. Smitty Smitty, Indian Girls from Out of Space. Bass, the Spackles with Shakes, and that's it. It was a short one. Next week, I have Squeaky Wheel. I think they'll do a live set for us. Electrified. So look forward to that. Until then, see ya. Aftertaste coming up next. I hope. I haven't seen them yet.